Guess what? This is Jonathan in London.
And Gabriel in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to Calling on Distance. The only podcast show, and still the only one, to come from London and Los Angeles
at the same time.
You
thought we were dead. You thought we were dead, but we're back.
You hope Gabe was dead, but we're back.
We're back. Jonathan's been in a coma after I knocked him out. He's come out of it.
Yeah. The food gifts I sent to Gabe didn't work, and he came around again.
He sent me food poisoning in the mail. Royal Post.
He had a reverse lobotomy. And actually, they discovered cobwebs and dust. There was nothing in there in the first place.
Actually, the real reason why we've been away is I've been hospitalized the whole time from an abusive relationship.
No, that's not true. Pretty much close to the truth.
That's not true.
Oh my god, how are you?
Speaking of that,
what? I'm fine, but can we just rewind to the last show, which was about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And you were in the room next to the room where you'd done the dirty deed with the guy.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my god, he's so hot, blah, 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 and all that stuff. So what's going on?
Oh, well, we broke up and got back together like 5 times since then. And now? We're broken up. But he did call me yesterday, and he wanted to come over and chit-chat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I know what that means. And I said,
what did you do about it?
No.
You're a good boy. Sometimes, like once a year, you have good self-control when you make the right decision.
I know, but I wanted to say yes really bad, also because the night before I had a dream about him. And that dream made me want to say yes, come over please. But I said no.
Now, what's happening this week?
Oh, well, I'm on vacation.
Blah, blah. Since yesterday. What else is happening?
I turned 28 this week for the fifth time. I'm turning 28 for the fifth time.
Oh, you know, I was trying to poison you. What I really should have sent you is truth pills.
I am telling the truth. It's my birthday.
And how old are you going to be?
28. For the fifth
38.
Time.
Okay, great. Well, that's
28
all right.
28 for the fifth time.
38.
No, I'm going to be 33 for real.
38.
33.
38.
Listen, I can't say I'm older than that. I already look too young. Nobody will believe me.
Whatever.
It's already...
Too young for what?
It's already too hard enough convincing everyone that I'm 33. If I start saying I'm 38, then everyone will just laugh in my face. I mean, they do already, but, you know.
Whatever. You're mumbling, and I can't hear you very well. Are you near the microphone of your telephone?
It's right by me there. I fixed it.
That's better, you liar. No, it wasn't at all, was it?
Yes, it was. It was on my chest. Anyway, listen. I think the last time we talked, it was the beginning of the summer, and now it's the end of the summer. And can I just tell you...
It's almost the end.
It's almost the end, but can I just tell you that I don't know what happened this year, but for some reason, there is plastic surgery walking around this town like you ain't never seen, honey. And I don't mean on the ladies, I mean on the men.
I mean, it's always tricky. I mean, I will have it when the time comes, but... You have to be, as a man, you have to be really careful.
Really careful, because these guys are getting the same plastic surgery on their face that women get. And basically, you can't, they look like aliens. In fact, they might be aliens. Actually, it's probably not even plastic surgery, they're probably aliens. That's it. They came on that UFO my roommate saw.
What kind of stuff are they getting done?
Like their eyes, and their noses, and their mouth, their lips, jaw, chin... You know, on their face. It's all the same stuff that the women get. You know when you see those women and you're like, okay, that's a plastic surgery face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how the men look. And it's really weird because...
I don't like that. I've seen that around West Hollywood and I'm like, come on, guys. Really? I mean, I'd rather have, you know, someone who looks natural than, you know, natural and a little bit older than... old and slightly cat-faced.
But then also, this guy that I was seeing, his dad is a plastic surgeon, right? And so he knows all of the tricks.
Oh, I think you should get back together with him.
I know, right?
Because, well, actually, you should get back together with him in about 20 years time.
And he's not just any plastic surgeon, he is the plastic surgeon of Los Angeles. But anyway, he was telling me all of the tricks on how to tell plastic surgery, and basically about 70% of the men, guys walking around with those perfect abs and perfect pectoral muscles, are they're all plastic, they're all fake.
But what, they get the fat sucked out?
No, they get implants.
No.
Yes.
What? I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's true.
You can get a six-pack put in your stomach.
You can get anything.
I've heard of the Silly Pecs ones that guy's got from Desperate Housewives, Jesse Metcalf, but they just look like boobs. They're useless.
Yeah. I did see a guy that had some kind of plastic surgery done to his chest, and it was like, oh, it was awful. It looked like he was wearing an invisible bra.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, this is my point. You should just leave it all alone, and really, I just think it's all about helping nature rather than just trying to go against what you've got. Do you know what I mean?
Grow old gracefully.
Yes. Now, speaking of growing old, what are you doing for your birthday this week, in your 38th birthday?
Okay, so listener Ashley has this, her birthday's the day before mine. So we're going to celebrate together. We're just going to go out and have drinks. Get really drunk. But here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to get drunk anymore. I'm apparently... I think I'm getting a reputation around the Los Angeles scene for being the extra guest. So I think that we're going to go out and I'm just going to pretend to drink or just have a beer because I don't want to be the extra guest anymore.
What's the point? People just think you're drunk anyway. Listen, I spoke to one of my informants this week on the phone to find out what the word is on you in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And basically, it's kind of in your head, but not all of it. You're kind of making it up and making a big deal out of it, but it's kind of true. So you're kind of viewed as a normal person, but also as an alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Well, you know, perception is 2/3 of the truth of the law, or something in the...
six and a half of a dozen of a Baker Square. But here's the thing. Your informant... Here's the thing. The last two times that I saw your informant, I was in a relationship with someone who was very abusive and it made me crazy. And B, the second time I was fresh out of that relationship with somebody who was making me crazy and they were still making me crazy. And so I was extra guest still. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, but you know what, right? Two things. Yeah. One is you always go out with people that abuse you. And B...
I don't. I go out with
you
idiots.
Always get drunk all the same.
I know, you're right.
So one doesn't counteract the other, and both are as bad as the two wrongs don't make a right.
I was drinking the other night and I was coming home at 3 a.m. and I was like, I hate that guy, I'm gonna send him a mean text. And I was like sending him all these mean text messages, and I woke up the next morning and I'd sent them to the wrong one. I sent them to the wrong John Doe.
Do you see what I mean?
It's funny. I know. Oh well.
Well, it's funny, but at the same time, it's your life.
I know.
It's funny, but only for everybody else.
I'm so mad. I bought some cigarettes and they turned out to be cigars.
What?
That I bought cigarettes and they're not cigarettes, they're cigars.
Well, where did you go to? Like the ghetto mart? You wanted to go some kind of gangster style, puffing out the cigars. What? I don't understand. How could you
They smell really good. They smell really chocolatey vanilla, but they're bleh.
Why have you got cigars? That's so stupid.
Because they were $2. I was like, hey, cigarettes, $2. Great.
God.
But they're not. They're cigars.
$2? Where did you get them?
$2? Target.
Aisle 4. Wait a minute.
Hold on. I'm not going to get those. Hey, speaking of... Speaking of holding on, I keep running. Remember my crazy alcoholic roommate? The one that was always come in the bathroom when you were taking a shower and he'd try to rape you and stuff.
Oh God, yes, that one. I was thinking of the other one that owned the house. But yeah, that crazy alcoholic roommate. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I keep seeing him around the town and he pretends like he has no idea who I am. And he goes to great lengths to avoid me. And just before we started this conversation, I was at a particular coffee shop getting a particular type of coffee drink, and I was walking back, and he was walking down the street towards me, and I was like, I saw him from far away, and I was like, oh, there he is. And so I was like, let's see what happens, because he always really avoids me. And as we were coming up close to me, he was looking down at the ground, and then he starts, like, fiddling in his pockets, and then he looks over into the shop next to him. It was just some random store, and he, like, stopped and turned and started banging on the window and waving at the people inside like he knew them. And it was all just so that he wouldn't say hello to me.
Oh, my God.
What a retard.
Why didn't he just do the mobile phone trick? Put the phone up to your ear, and then go, oh, hi. And then, you know.
He's too much of an alcoholic.
I just realized, you know what? That old place, so the one that owned the house, alcoholic. The one he lived with, alcoholic. And then the other one wanted to take new photographs of me.
I know. That's funny.
And tried to break down the wall by having sex with the bed. Dunk, 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 dunk.
Do you remember? Wait, were we in that house that long when you came? We were there for about a week, weren't we?
Ages. It was ages. We were there for weeks.
Weeks? No.
Yep.
No, because you came just before New Year's.
Yeah.
And then I moved into this apartment on January 7th.
I came on like the 27th or something, so it was a couple of weeks.
It was like 2 weeks, I guess.
2 or 3 weeks. Mm. Yeah. God, long enough.
Yeah, too long, really. Yeah. So what?
Wow, I don't know. It's all boring where you're coming from anyway. Listen, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I go to the gym. But I don't meet anybody. What?
I don't believe you at all.
Listen, I am telling you the honest truth. Sweat my life and hope to die.
You're a 42-year-old gay man. That's you don't sit at home and do nothing.
I am none of the above. Shut your face. Shut your cake hole.
Honestly, you don't.
Why don't you tell the people where you're going for your birthday so that people can come and join you for a drink? Don't be so miserable.
Oh, Fiesta Cantina. All the listeners can come. I like how you change the subject really fast.
Listen, it's Fiesta Cantina on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. And what day are you going there and what time, please?
September 2nd, which means that you have to make sure that the show gets put up ASAP. Wednesday the 2nd, which is in 2 days.
Okay. Now.
From today.
Can I talk about the birthday guest list and the importance of people coming?
Yeah.
So, who... You don't have to name names, but what kind of people are coming and how important is it whether they turn up or not?
Listen, here's the thing. I don't actually care about my birthday. It's just that listener Ashley and I discovered that we have the same birthdays practically, and so we just thought it would be funny if we went out and celebrated together. So,
hilarious.
Basically, I just invited some friends, but I don't really care if they come or not. I mean, I care if they come, but it's like not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to go out and have a drink. So if nobody shows up, whatever.
Can we just explore that one? Because... What happened last year with your birthday?
You mean the last 2 years?
Yeah, well, I was going to go 1 year at a time just to make it less painful, but let's just concentrate. Thinking about... Imagine this is a survey, okay? You've just left the store. Thinking about your birthday last time, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a success was it with guest attendance? With 1 being the most useless, miserable, depressing crap, and 10 being fantastically fucking packed.
First of all, I have to tell you that I have celebrated my birthday, I think, 4 or 5 times in my entire life. And I even mean...
And you're not a Jehovah's Witness.
And I'm talking about even when I was a little kid, okay? No, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. I don't get it. I've never been on, like, the birthday thing. It's, like, not...
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really into, like, the celebration of the you know, like, the holiday things, like Christmas. I don't do that and all this other crap. Anyway...
And you're not a Jehovah's Witness.
And I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Gabriel King. That's all I can say. Anyways, the first 2 times in my life were when I was a kid. And whatever, it was a kid's birthday, and I don't even remember people being there. I think it was just my family. Then, the 3rd time was when I turned 21. And I didn't have a party for myself, but my housemates did. And it was this massive, crazy, mad, wild, crazy house party. Then, when I turned 30... I celebrated my birthday, and I invited all of my friends to come out, and all this stuff. I think we talked about this on the show, and nobody came, except listener Mitchell, and listener Jenny, and listener Oscar. That's it.
And then last year?
And I tried to get lost. Last year, I didn't even make an attempt. I was in San Francisco. I just went with listener Yvette and her magic circus dog Sailor.
It's quite sad, isn't it? Listen, people, if you live in Southern California,
it's not sad. It's not. Listen, it's
go to Fiesta Cantina on Wednesday, and we will reimburse your gas if you go
we
there.
We will not. Listen,
whatever you spend on gas, Gabe will buy you in booze.
That's not true. And also, it's not sad. I just...
We'll pay your valet. Just get there. Show up and say, I'm here for Gabe's birthday.
It is sad.
Take your gas receipt with you.
No, the thing is that every time I've ever tried to celebrate my birthday on my own, it's turned out
we'll
to be...
We'll pay wear and tear.
It's like people...
Make a note of your mileage.
People want to, like... They want to celebrate my birthday for me, but they don't want me to celebrate my birthday or something. It's like, they want to have right. parties for me. But as soon as I try to have a party for me, they're like, no, no, I'm not going. So that's why I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go have a drink on Wednesday night. If you want to come out, it would be great to see you. BT dubs, it turns out my birthday is the next day.
Well, okay. I mean, you're in denial about it. I think therapy is really needed on so many levels for you.
You're probably right.
Do you have health insurance?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. Does it cover you for being a fucking loon?
I do have to say one thing about my birthday is that I have been absolutely obsessed for about the last 9 months, basically, that I had to... this year, my driver's license expires, and I have been fretting about going to the DMV and having to take another...
Yeah, can we just talk about that for 1 second?
Yes, that's what I want to do.
Everybody knows that your car was repossessed about 6 months ago.
I know, but I still need a driver's license. Also,
okay.
I've been worried about going to the DMV to get my driver's license renewed because I am afraid that I have to take a driver's test, a written one, and I always fail them, which might not come as a surprise if you know me very well. But I always fail them by like one question wrong, and I always have to like give the driving instructor lady like a couple of winks to like get her to let me have like one free question more. So I've been worrying about that, and then I was like almost gonna be a birthday disaster because my driver's license was gonna expire and I wasn't gonna be able to go out for my birthday, and then I realized that my birthday is on September 4th and I wanted to go out on September 2nd and my license doesn't expire until September 4th. But then I realized that my license doesn't expire until September 4th, 2010.
I don't know how you get from home to work and back.
I take the bus.
I know, exactly. I take the bus to work and I come home again. That's all I do.
And for the record, my car got repossessed. Yes, that's true. But it was not like... I did it on purpose, okay? I know that doesn't make any sense, but I don't need to go into the details of my financial...
Well, you were nice about it, and you told them to come get it, and you gave them plenty of notice, and they liked it so much that they actually reimbursed you some money.
No, I think you know that it's a little bit more involved than that.
What? No, that's it.
No, it's not. My company didn't pay me for, like, 6 weeks, and it forced me to go...
Blah, blah, that's rubbish. What you did do is spend all the money on booze and clothes and cigarettes.
Well,
and
that was the thing. It was like... have a life or make a car payment. And I was like, forget it. I'm just going to have a life. I don't care about my stupid car payment. We all know that you get bad credit and then it goes away later. So big deal. Bad credit, shred it. I don't care. I do miss that.
So how's summer shaping up for LA? Now, because it's the first... Is this your first full LA summer, really?
No, I was here last year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. No, this summer hasn't been
hot. I will
hot.
Ignore that question.
It's finally hot this week. Last week, it started to get hot last week, and it's actually almost tomorrow, September. It hasn't been a very hot summer. It's been weird.
So what's going to happen now they found that girl in your garden?
At my dad's house?
Yeah, what's going to happen now they found that girl, JC, in your dad's garden?
I don't know. I guess I don't really know. It's really weird.
How did he manage to keep it such a secret?
I don't know, but...
In those tents all this time.
She worked for the family business. And had access to emails and phone and everything. Did you know that?
No. And she just was like, oh, well, whatever. I've been abducted. Just keep my head down.
Yeah. They think she had to have been brainwashed.
No.
Yep. She worked for the family business.
Jeez. That is weird, isn't it?
Well, she was blonde, so she couldn't have been very smart.
God, that's terrible. No, seriously, isn't it weird? I was so fascinated. But, oh, listen to this. This is my scoop. Everybody who... like is human needs to do this.
Okay.
Because I realized that if you Google Street View the address of the guy, Garrido, the guy who abducted JC, You can actually see him reversing a rapist van up his driveway. As you click, click, click past, it's like, back up the drive. You can see him in the driver's seat. I'm not kidding you.
Oh my God, that's so freaky.
Google the, whatever it is, Walnut Avenue, Antioch,
El Dorado, can you go California. Into their backyard and look around for the hut that she lived
you
in?
You can see the tents from Google Earth. And then if you do Street View, he is backing up this hideous 80s rapist fan up the driveway. JC's probably in the back.
Yeah, I know. But can you go onto Google Earth and actually go into the backyard?
Well, you can't go into the backyard. What do you mean?
Why not?
You can't wander around the garden. It's not Neverland. What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought
you can see the tents from the Google Earth. And then if you just go down to street level, you can see him at the wheel of some scary, like the Mystery Machine, basically.
That's so weird. That's crazy.
Yes, isn't it just?
Yes, it
is. So, I don't know what to say about that, really.
I don't know.
It's a very sad situation. That's but freaky. She should have just walked out of the garden and gone home.
Well, she did. That's how this all came about. She walked herself straight into the police department and said that I'm JC so-and-so.
No, she didn't. He had to go for some meeting at the police station. And he stupidly took the girl that he abducted with her. Mm. Anyway, I need to tell everybody something about this. Is that Gabe didn't know about this story, even though it was like the global headlines, because as usual Gabe doesn't watch or listen or read any kind of news at all of any kind.
Okay, I'm glad you made that clear. Yes, what do you have to tell us?
So you don't know anything, do you?
About what?
Well, I know about anything. Do you know who the president is?
Some Black Obama. Black Obama.
You idiot. Who's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Jerry Springer. I forgot what his name
is. Do you know who the Prime Minister is?
Morton Stevenson or something. Margaret Thatcher. Terry Hatcher.
Do you know who the... Who?
Terry Hatcher.
No. Who's the Queen?
You are.
Oh, God.
No, her name's like it's Elizabeth terrible, isn't it? Or something like that. No, what is your Prime Minister's name? He's like James Brown or something really funny.
James Brown?
Yeah, what's his name?
What's up, motherfucker? Pimpster? Welcome to the United Kingdom.
He's like, huh, get on
I'm
up.
I'm gonna shoot you. I get up to the UK. Get on up.
Woo! Get out with your bad
I'm like Sarah. A Prime Minister machine.
No, what's his name?
Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown, that's it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know what? It's best off forgotten, really, to be honest, though. I mean, that's a waste of time, him.
He's like the Gordon's fisherman.
I'm going to get, like, the questions from Are You Smarter Than a First Grader or something and ask them to you one week.
Oh,
and we'll
right.
just work it out.
Okay, perfect. I think that'll be good.
Yeah. How many schools have you been to in your life?
What? That's going to take a moment to calculate. Are you serious? Do you really want to know?
Just calculate it with your California calculations.
Oh, okay, you have to help me out. Preschool was one school. Then kindergarten through fifth grade was a second school. Then I went to a different school in sixth grade. In seventh grade, I went to a different school. In 8th grade, I went to two schools during 8th grade. In 9th grade, I went to a different school. In 9th grade, I went to two different schools. Yeah, I went to two different schools in 9th grade. In 10th grade, I went to two different schools. How many is that now? Like 9 schools. And then in 10th grade, the second school I went to was the same school that I went to when I was in 11th grade. And the same school I went to school to when I was a senior in high school. But then I dropped out of high school and I went to go like take my exams. I graduated early. And that was a different school. So I don't know however many of that schools that is, like 12 schools or something.
Okay, so 12 of those. And then how many times did you try to become a medical professional?
Once. Oh, yeah, but then I went to college, so that's another school.
No, but then you did that a few times, let's be honest. You tried to do it once, but then you... How many times did you try to go to become a medical professional?
No, just once.
Yeah, no, I know of two different schools that you went to.
No, you don't. To go to college?
Yeah.
I only ever went to one college.
Mm.
What are you talking about?
You went to one where you tried to become a nurse, then the second time you went to that one where you dissected that guy and you found out he had like an inbuilt penis pump.
That was the same school.
Oh, you just went to it twice?
No, I went to a different class.
Okay, so the first class, what happened? Did you complete that course?
I completed... Listen, you to go to be a nurse, you have to take like... all of these different classes first before you can go into the nursing program. And so you have to take English and you have to take math and you have to take like a speech giving class and you have to take all of these classes that the state of California requires you to have for basic general college level education. And so you have to complete all of these courses, and some of the courses that you have to complete are also like required learning before you can go into your profession. So before I went into the school to be a nurse, I had to take particular classes, one of which was anatomy, that I had to dissect the guy. So it was all one school. It was just different courses over several semesters. I don't know how your college system works.
I feel a fudge in that little speech.
No, I went to a junior college. Listen, everybody knows in the United States, you go to junior college, you take prerequisite classes.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Do you think the medical profession has suffered a loss because you haven't joined it?
Probably has, actually. Probably. I would have been like, what was that Robin Williams character, that like doctor when he wore a red nose and he was a comedian clown guy? Patch Adams. I would have been the Patch Adams of the nursing community. Except like he was like a way total genius. I mean, I am too, but like whatever. I would have been really funnier, a lot funnier probably.
You would have been like the doctor of comedy.
Yeah. No, I would have been the nurse of comedy.
I'm the surgeon of Snickers.
A surgeon of Snickers?
I'm Nurse Naughty.
I'm not on a Friday night anyway.
Oh, well, it's been great catching up with you again and damaging your professional reputation once more. I hope we can do it again soon.
Great, perfect.
Listen, I wish you a very happy, fantastic, hernias of the day, the birthday.
Many hernias.
And I hope that lots of people go. As you know, everybody, there's a mail-in rebate if you do go to his birthday.
If you go and you're not satisfied, you will get your money back. I guarantee you
if you go and Gabe's not drunk, you will get a refund.
It's up to you to make sure I'm wasted.
There is no way you can lose. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And I wish you a happy birthday, and I hope that everybody goes to Fiesta Cantina to see you.
Okay.
So, I love you very much, and it's
too.
Time for me to say, from me, Jonathan in London.
And me, Gabriel in Los Angeles. I almost said San Francisco.
Thank you for listening to another Calling Long Distance.
Yes.
The only podcast show to come from London and Los Angeles.
At the same time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Do, 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 do.